It's absolutely unacceptable that despite Letterkenny Hospital making a request back in the summer for an additional 20 beds and the funding for that, that in this HSE service plan published yesterday, there has been no funding provided to facilitate those 20 beds being reopened, despite the fact that 7 or 8 other hospitals across the country have been allocated funding. And it is now time that the Chief Whip and Cabinet Member Joe McHugh actually uses that position to ensure that his colleagues understand the pressure that Letterkenny Hospital is under and actually delivers on that funding. It's all grand being to the forefront whenever there's annual funding allocations to be announced and publicising them. But where a cabinet position really needs to be made count is on issues such as this. And Fine Gael representatives, and in particular Minister McHugh, needed to actually make it absolutely clear to the government nationally that it's unacceptable that Letterkenny would be ignored, and unacceptable that the funding wouldn't be provided, meaning that patients on a daily basis are faced with overcrowding and waiting on trolleys to get a permanent bed in the hospital. And that needs to be changed. It's not acceptable that would be the position, and Minister McHugh needs to use the position at Cabinet to deliver and ensure his colleagues actually provide that funding.
There's a warning nationally that despite this rise in health spending, that there will be trolley numbers increased and so on. And the fact that these 20 beds haven't been delivered, do you envisage that this situation at Letterkenny Hospital will worsen even further?
Yeah, there's always a spike in January in all hospitals. But in Letterkenny, we have been seeing increased pressure for the last number of months over and above what was there in other years. That could have been averted and could greatly have been eased had Letterkenny Hospital been given funding earlier, in the summer or early autumn, to actually go ahead and hire the additional staff to actually open 20 additional beds immediately after Christmas. Unfortunately, that hasn't been forthcoming, which means that even if the funding is provided now, it will take a period of time before the additional staff can be put in place. And that's entirely unacceptable, and it really is at the government's door that that hasn't happened. But every day that we're waiting now is a day longer that more patients will have to wait on trolleys for access to the hospital. So it's crucial that the government does come forward and gives that funding so that the hospital then can get on with the business of recruiting the additional staff to reopen those beds. There is a real solution available to address this problem. The physical space is going to be available in the hospital. It doesn't involve a new build, but it does involve additional staff to reopen these beds. So the option is there, the opportunity is there. Unfortunately, the will has not been there at government level, and Minister McHugh and his colleagues now need to deliver in that and acknowledge the situation, the pressure that the staff in the hospital are working under, the difficulty it's causing for patients, and actually ensure that that can be addressed.
And why is there no will there, Deputy, when there have been numerous calls, no more from yourself and from the hospital indeed, to prioritise these beds, and then the hospital is just effectively excluded from this plan?
It's absolutely inexplicable that the will isn't there, because Letterkenny, of all the hospitals across the country, is one of the hospitals under the most pressure. Every day, on average, we're seeing 20 patients on trolleys that have been approved by the consultant in A&E to be admitted to the hospital, but for whom there's no beds. If there was that additional 20 bed capacity provided in the hospital, it would help to address the vast majority of that. So really, it's a failure at government level. It's a failure primarily at political level, but it is one that can be addressed, but needs to be addressed promptly. And it's crucial now that Minister McHugh and his government colleagues actually recognise the difficulty that Letterkenny is under, the difficulty the staff are under, and the distress being experienced by patients, and actually provide the funding to enable those 20 beds to be opened and that additional capacity provided as soon as possible.